firm, fair,
fun.
Wake Up with Rob Snow returns on City News 101.1.
Member for Davenport, you will be named if you don't stop. Look at this. Ms. Stiles, your name. You must leave the chamber for the day. The member for Toronto St. Paul's is warned. Ms. Andrew, you are named. You must leave the chamber for the day. Ms. Fife, you are named. You must leave the chamber for the day. Mr. Gates, you are named. You must leave the chamber for the day. Ms. Carpoche, you are named, and you must leave the chamber for the day. Member for Ottawa Centre, come forward. If you persist, you will be named.
Okay, so tempers, as you can hear, flaring in the legislature yesterday during the ongoing debate about the Ford government's use of the notwithstanding clause to try and block a planned education workers' strike for tomorrow. You heard Mr. Harden named yesterday by the Speaker of the House. That is Joel Harden, one of 18 NDP MPPs ejected from the legislature yesterday. Joel Harden joins us this morning on City News. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm fine. What had you all worked up yesterday?
Well, you know, we've been talking about this for a while on your programs, Rob. I mean, I'm very upset at how the province is treating custodians, bus drivers, EAs, ECEs, who deserve a right to bargain a good collective agreement. They certainly deserve the kind of raise the premier gave his own MPPs when he gave them $16,000. Last July. But these are the folks, Rob, I honestly believe that make our schools work. They're there every single day for our kids, and they deserve a fair collective agreement, not a premier that is treating their rights with contempt. So I was upset. It's the second time that's ever happened to me here. The last time is when Premier interfered in the Toronto municipal elections in the summer of 2018. This is important, and every Canadian deserves, you know, a fair collective agreement, good working conditions. And these are the lowest paid workers in the system, an average of $39,000 a year. So they deserve a raise.
It seems everyone really, in the end, wants the same thing, and that's stability in the education system. The government doesn't want schools to close. The workers say they want to be at work. They don't want the schools to close. I'm sure your party doesn't want to see schools close tomorrow, and yet that Absolutely. Seems right now to be inevitable. So why are we where we are right now, Mr. Harden?
Well, Rob, the government is hoarding money. That's what I know, that is a verified fact. The people who audit the government's finances, the Financial Accountability Office of Ontario, have said this government has $44 billion in unaccounted for surplus. That's money they got from the federal government that they have not spent. So I think if I were running this province, Rob, I would be investing in the people that make our public services work. We know about the healthcare staffing crisis, but it's in education too. And I was meeting with custodians, bus drivers, ECs, EAs yesterday in the office. I wasn't kicked out of my own office. They came to talk to me, and they're telling me their members are demoralized. They're upset, and they're looking at a premier who's not bargaining. His team is not bargaining, and there is hope that we can get an agreement today, Rob, but we needed to send a message, not just to the premier, but to those workers, that we are on their side, and I am absolutely on their side.
What do you expect to happen legislatively today? The House is not supposed to sit tomorrow. It's supposed to be off all next week for Remembrance Week. What do you mm-hmm. expect to happen today?
Well, as per the rules that we have, Rob, the House isn't supposed to sit after midnight tonight. And I suspect people I know who are really smart with parliamentary strategy are telling me we can probably expect this government to play a game of brinksmanship right up until that deadline. And I think the fact that they're threatening the notwithstanding clause and taking people's human rights and charter rights to bargain, and if needed, to strike away, tells us about the way this government likes to bargain. So I think we're going to have a game of chicken right up until midnight tonight. But frankly, I just wish the premier would actually back up some of the things I've heard him say about how much he respects the workers of this province. He's had, Rob, you've probably seen it. He's had union leaders that have done photo ops with him, like Joe Mancinelli from the laborers, say that he has to back away from this threat to use the notwithstanding clause. So really, he's the leader. The buck stops with him. He has to tell his education minister and the bargaining team that these workers deserve a fair settlement. And I think they deserve at least what the premier gave his own MPPs.
Do you think an agreement is out of the question?
No. No, I've been a union organizer and a union negotiator many times in my life, and I generally see when things are this heated and this polarized and there's an employer determined to try to not budge, things go down to the wire. But 98% of collective agreements, Rob, are negotiated without any labor dispute. It's only in those 2% of cases with a really stubborn employer and sometimes a stubborn union, but in this case, I think a stubborn employer, where things go down to the wire. But they can go down to the wire. My message to the conservatives on the other side of the aisle is respect the bus drivers. Respect the custodians. They deserve, they're really, Rob, I consider them to be first responders in our education system. They're the ones who frankly deserve a pay increase, not politicians.
Okay. Thank you for the time this morning, Joel Harden. Great to hear from you, sir.
Same here. Be well. Take care.
Yep. You too. That is Joel Harden. He was ejected from the legislature today. Be back at it, or yesterday. He'll be back at it today. He's the Ottawa Centre MPP. We'll be right back here on Wake Up. This is City.